Hello everyone, my name is Sarah and welcome to Travel Talk, where tips and thoughts on travel are discussed in a student's perspective. I'm really excited about today's episode. I'm pretty sure every student can relate to this one, traveling cheap. I will be covering the topic of cheap road tripping and flying today. We are all young and still want to have some fun times while we are in school, but the whole cost thing can be an issue. I personally am already spending money on tuition, rent, groceries, phone bills, and many more things. So I know how it feels when you're having fun talking to your friends about how exciting it would be to go on a road trip for the weekend, and then someone brings up the fact of how much it will cost. Well, have no fear, Travel Talk is here. Now, in order to get the most out of your time and money, it's best to know some basics about what you'll need for your journey. The first thing I would do is to find out which of your friends' cars gets the best gas mileage. In my group, it's me. My little Toyota Corolla gets 40 miles to the gallon on the highway. So that's one way to make it cheaper, if possible. But if you have a big group, you'll obviously need a bigger car or SUV, and they may not get as good gas mileage. But don't forget, you all can split the cost. The most important thing is safety, so make sure you get your car checked out before you leave on your trip. So get an oil change, correct air pressure in your tires, and all the liquids filled. Besides safety, the plus side is that it can help your gas mileage if you get all these things done. Next, map out your trip. This way, you know where you are going and you don't get lost. That only wastes time, gas, and money. Once you have your route mapped out, and you know the main cities you will be driving through, visit this website, gasbuddy.com. This website is wonderful. It tells you all the cheapest gas stations all over the US. You just select the state you are traveling in, and then type in the city. Then up pops a great number of gas stations, starting with the cheapest. It gives their address and a link to click on to see a map of the area and all the gas station locations, so you could find all the stations that you will need for your whole trip. Another costly problem during trips is food. Stopping at restaurants on the way can add up. So one way to help is by going grocery shopping before the trip. Buy some cheap snacks as family size to tide you over. Also buy the necessary supplies to make some sandwiches. PB&J is the cheapest way to go. It might not be the tastiest, but I always wait to splurge on my meals until I get to my destination. Another good idea is to bring a cooler and load it up with pop and water bottles. One major concern I have is where I'm going to stay and how much that's going to cost. I always spend hours researching online for the cheapest hotels, but those aren't always cheap depending on where you're going to be. But I recently found out a great tip from my friend. He informed me about camping at national parks, and trust me, they are cheap. Visit recreation.gov and click the link camping. I found a number of them that were only $18 to $35 a night. So with a group of four friends, you could be looking at about $5 to $9. Not bad, eh? And it's another fun adventure to make during your amazing road trip. I've used most of these ideas when I go on my road trips with my friends or younger sisters, and they definitely have helped me keep within my tight budget. But if driving for many hours in a car isn't your style, then flying it is. And I have a number of great tips to keep your airfare cheap as well. Whether you're going on a fun trip or just trying to go home during a college vacation, you want to find the best deals. I have a number of friends who go to college out of state, and they always tell me how expensive it can get. So I've found some great ideas for them and you as well. First of all, be flexible with your travel dates. If you insist on traveling on specific dates, you'll end up paying a lot more. If you can leave or return even a day earlier or later, you'll often save you a lot of money. Use Travelocity to find airfares for flexible travel dates. Book at least 2 weeks ahead, preferably three, is another great tip. When you buy early, you save. This summer, I went to San Diego and booked my flight just over a month early and saved about $100. Then I was able to use the extra cash for surf lessons and souvenirs. Fly midweek if you can. Weekend flights are usually more expensive because that's when most people fly. Flying midweek usually means a cheaper fare. And that's what I did for my San Diego trip. I left on a Thursday morning and it made a big difference. Now during the school year, this can get hard to do, but if you're determined to save, plan ahead with your professors and see if you can get your homework or tests done early and then leave on a Thursday. Finally, avoid busy holiday dates. For students, this is extremely hard to do since we're usually going home for the holidays. But if you're just planning a fun, random trip, definitely try to stay away from Thanksgiving, Christmas, and spring break. Those are the most expensive dates to travel. Well, I don't mean to be short and cheap or anything, but that's all I have for today. Hopefully all my tips help you succeed in having a cheap trip. Have fun and safe travels. And don't forget to tune into Travel Talk again next week when we discuss how to prepare a trip to the Boundary Waters. See you next time!